Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Earners, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit.
You also champion a four-day work week, right?
Yep.
So talk about that.
So what I've realized is that we have a big problem in the typical workplace, which is that most of corporate America, at least what I've seen, is that everyone is perpetually exhausted. And so they're working 5 days a week. They're in a bunch of monotonous meetings. They're doing work they're not even sure is important. They have to catch up on work on the weekends while they take care of their families. And, you know, no one can ever catch up. And so 4-day work week is tied in with a few concepts, but the underpinnings that I've tried to figure out in my companies is how to eliminate what I call work theater. And this is a phrase that most of the things I talk about I've used from others. This is a phrase that I coined, work theater. Most of the work that people do doesn't matter. I'd say 90% is work theater, meaning it's work that just looks good, but doesn't actually accomplish anything, right? And so people are working so much, they're so exhausted, and they're getting nothing done for the company because they're consumed with red tape and bureaucracy. And so what I found is by shortening the work week and say, no, you don't have 5 days to get everything done. You've got 4 days to get everything done. You can't schedule meetings Friday through Sunday. You need to expect people are going to be off. In these 4 days, you're going to be present, focused. This I took from Twitter is not mine. It's called work like a lion, not like a cow. Right? I want my team to come in and work like lions for 4 days as much as they can. And then I want them to go relax, be with their family, be with their friends, enjoy life, heal, so that they can come and work like lions. I think as human beings, we're supposed to go hunt and then we're supposed to go relax. We spend too much time in this middle ground. So to me, I found much more productivity when we have these intense spurts of hunting and then we're... people have their own lives.
So all your employees work for 4 days?
Yes and no. We try to adhere to it with love, with Bolt. It's been experiments. So Bolt has it rolled out, but Bolt is later stage. Could maybe afford to do it a little bit more. Love, we're trying to do it, but we still end up working a lot of Fridays. So I can't say fully that we're doing it with love right now, but we're being mindful of it. And you
champion remote work, right?
Yeah, all my companies are 100% remote. I never want to go back to an office again. And that's just a personal choice that I made. And now they're hubs. So some folks, there's a cluster in San Francisco or a cluster in New York or a cluster in LA, and they meet up. They may have shared workspaces. So there's certain clusters that like to come together into my various companies and work. A Prism, another one of my companies, has a bona fide office, but they have a pretty kind of hardcore sales culture and it fits them. So, you know, one of my companies does have a bona fide office, but it's not something that I'm married to at all, and I typically prefer remote.
So you got Bolt has 800 employees?
No, Bolt has gone down by quite a bit. We've just realized that with our narrow focus on going after the world's largest customers, mm-hmm. we didn't need as many people and many headcounts. So we actually completely removed our focus on SMB, just small to medium-sized businesses, mm-hmm. to focus on big accounts. So we brought the company now. It's below 200.
200. And how many you add Love?
About 15.
Right. And so you have that, but you also have the nonprofit work.
Yes.
And I know that's very important to you. Talk about that.
I believe that spiritually we're supposed to give at least 10%, if not 20% of what you make back. This is my fundamental belief. I believe if you don't do that, you're hurting yourself because you're creating karma. And so selfishly, I want to stay healthy. I want to stay safe. I want my businesses to be successful. So I try to give back as much as I can because I know spiritually you have to. It's not... You know, a lot of people say, oh, we're going to wait until later in life. That's a prudent thing to do. I don't believe in that at all. I think you have to always be giving back to the community. It has to become a muscle that becomes ingrained in you. So I have a few different impact-related initiatives. My most prominent nonprofit is called The Movement. So dance has completely changed my life. It was a healthy outlet for me that got me through many tough times in a very healthy way. And so I realized that dancing is one of the most scalable ways to spread happiness and mental health. Because all you need is a floor and a speaker. So if you're going to try to solve a mental health crisis at a homeless shelter, a refugee camp, it's very difficult. You have to hire, if you're going to have to hire a psychiatrist, it's one-on-one or hundreds of dollars per hour. Other methodologies are not very scalable, very expensive. Dance, you know, floor and a speaker. And so started, we did some work with some homeless shelters, some disabled centers, after school programs. And then we realized that we can go do refugee camps where there's hundreds of thousands of people who are suffering. So we've picked one of the largest in Africa called Bidi Bidi, and 250,000 refugees in Uganda. They have a massive suicide crisis, a massive mental health crisis. I think it's something like 30 or 40% of the residents that say are depressed. It's like a 10% annual suicide rate. Don't quote me on that, but I mean, it's those proportions. And a lot of the folks there have nothing to live for. And so the goal is to give them something to live for that is that we could afford. So we partnered with another nonprofit who created this stage. It's like performance stage. And we do the programming, dance programming. And we have people coming say this is what they now live for. This has changed their life. They didn't take their life because of this. I mean, it's flourishing. And we did almost nothing. We created some curriculum. We trained some people on the ground. We're not fishing for them. We don't hire people to go out and teach. There's thousands of incredible dancers already as refugees. So we just put a little program together, and they've taken the ball and they run with it. Now we go back every 6 months, check in, help give them advice on how to manage the program. So now I want to scale this to shelters, homeless, refugee, schools. This is my biggest passion for charity.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.